As World War I began in 1914, the U.S. chose to remain neutral. But that didn't stop a certain breed of daredevil aviator who desired nothing more than to participate in the conflict. A number of Americans traveled to France, where they joined in the fray as members of the French flying squadron, the Lafayette Escadrille. These brave flyboys saw the majority of their aerial combat from the cockpits of French-made Nieuport 17s and Spad 7s. Other Americans volunteered with the British Royal Flying Corps. One notable American pilot was Eugene Bullard, an African-American who had gone to Europe before the war seeking a better life. Bullard joined the French Army and, after fighting in the trenches, was transferred to the French Air Force, where he became the world's first black military aviator. When the U.S. entered the war in 1917, it was far behind the European countries in the strength and quality of its flying force. With only a handful of serviceable combat aircraft, American airmen had to fly British, French, or Italian aircraft. Surrounding you are some examples of the aircraft that the fledgling Army Air Service flew during World War I. You will also see aircraft from the other side of the conflict. Diving to attack an Allied observation balloon is the Fokker DR-1 triplane. It gained fame as being one of the aircraft used by the German flying ace Manfred von Richthofen, the infamous Red Baron. Noted for its nimble flying qualities, the triplane created a sensation when it first appeared on the front, but relatively few were built before they were replaced by faster fighters in 1918. America's most famous fighter pilot of World War I was Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. After serving as the personal driver for General John Pershing, the American commanding general, Rickenbacker managed to wangle his way into a flight school, and soon he was flying in aerial combat in the skies over Europe. In a period of just 4 months, he managed to make 26 confirmed kills, becoming America's top ace of the war. His aircraft of choice was the Spad 13. The museum's example is painted in his markings, sporting the famous hat in the ring of the 94th Aero Squadron. Even though American pilots sometimes had to contend with inferior equipment and their own lack of experience, they helped turn the tide against Germany and achieve victory for the Allies. Many of the lessons learned during 1918 would become important later during the Second World War. Although aviation was in its infancy during World War I, here's a fact that will amaze you. More than 180,000 aircraft were built during the war, a truly astounding number even by today's standards.